And if you have other questions, I'll help you with that.
I have, prefer to not go through the entire sales process. My wife and I are actually about to step out of the house. We're on our vacation and we're actually, it's her birthday. So my point is if you wish to make another presentation moment, I'm, you know, probably better on, my attention span right now is kind of,
I'll take it from here, Giselle. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Hi, Vince. How are you doing today?
Okay.
Yeah, I understand you're about to step out.
Right. Well, it's my wife's birthday, and I'm on vacation, and I'm still picking up the phone, but I'm not in the current moment to do any presentations or any real longevity types of meetings as far as or making a decision. But I tried to relay that before being transferred to you. So anyway, didn't do much.
Okay. I apologize about that. When would be a better time to reach out to you?
Well, Thursday would be good. I'm actually back in town on Friday.
On Friday? Okay. What specific time Friday should I reach out to you?
Where are you located?
We're on the West Coast like you, so we're out of Fountain Valley.
Oh, okay. Maybe give it to maybe between 2 and 3 p.m. So say 2 p.m.
Okay. 2 o'clock call. And Vince, I have your phone number down here. It's 323-253-2120.
Yes, it is.
All right. Well, I'll schedule a call back with you then, and we'll get everything going from there.
Yeah, what's your name?
My name is Evan Diaz.
Hey, Evan. Thank you. I appreciate it. I look forward. I'm interested.
Awesome, Vince.
It's
thank you.
It's getting more aggressive out there, and my presence needs to get put out there, so I appreciate it.
Oh, yeah, we'll definitely help you out there, man. We've been in the business for 20 years.
Yeah, I'm considering, I'm doing a few things, but I was considering considering a DBA and just a DBA under my Roof Pros blanket and to a different name, which would be very helpful because right now there are many Roof Pros and I'm only one of them.
Gotcha. Well, even with that, I mean, with the proper type of programming, you can show up ahead of those guys. Essentially, you just need someone that knows how to do that, like us. We definitely do. But, yeah, we'll definitely take care of
it. It's an interesting game.
Yeah, it is. It really takes a full-time job to really do that stuff properly and keep up with it just because of how market trends run and how quick things update. Yeah. But, we'll square you away entirely.
I'm just remembering, your name is Evan, right?
Yes, sir.
I'll always remember it because I'm going to associate it with Kevin from Home Alone.
I haven't heard that one before, but that is a good way to remember it.
Now you have, remember the poor mom when she realized Kevin's gone?
Yeah, she's
remember
screaming
the
out.
Kevin!
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I definitely remember All right. Well, good.
Well,
I'm glad
you a little insight. I've given you a little insight into my friendliness with my customers and how this is how I do business. So I appreciate your help.
Yeah, always, no problem. Vince, I'll definitely get everything together for us so we can get right into it on Friday and see what we can do for you. I think we definitely have a place for you here.
I'd appreciate it. Yeah, I'd like to have more presence. I was doing something with Yelp, but I found that the ROI was horrible. Yeah, the conversion rate is just terrible, if anything. It's not even 10%, really, and normally.
Would you have less than 10 minutes for me just to give you a quick rundown to see if it's a good fit? Of course, we can reach back out Friday to see if it is.
I think my wife is kind of predisposed. She's doing something, so we'll just have a little meeting now. It's fine.
Okay. Well, yeah,
she's getting ready to go, so I know she has to get herself together. So
I'll make it brief, and then, of course, I'll send everything over in writing so you can review in your own time. But just so I have a clear-cut idea, so you're doing roofing for both residential and commercial. Is that right?
I am. I'm doing commercial as well. And I do prefer roofing and the, yeah, we do commercial as well. I won't discount that. We do TPOs, PPC, different membranes, the thermo, polyolefin, all of that sort of stuff.
Awesome. So you do the full works. That's great. And with that, I mean, what's working for you for marketing right now? What's bringing in the jobs?
We really haven't done any marketing campaign. I have, I've got the Google Maps site up. I've got the Yelp site up. I'm not doing any. Maybe I'm in a few different local magazines, but I'm not really getting any pull.
Okay.
I think it was like a minimal. I think I was doing a $30 a day campaign with Yelp, but just those calls don't. But the folks that don't, they're not calling. They're tapping me, basically saying I'd like you to reach out, but the reach out never yields back a phone call or even
right.
a return.
They're not guaranteed message. Just the deal.
No, and those are the thing. That's the thing. So I pulled back on that. And I'm not doing anything. I'm just keeping the presence alive. I think it's $5 a day or whatever. That's the minimum just to keep the site up.
Right. Well, we can definitely help you out with that. And just so I know, three quick questions. First off, are you licensed and insured?
I'm licensed, insured, workman's comp, and general liability.
Perfect. And then one last question. It's just so I know I can get you qualified for what I have in mind. In the last 7 years, have you gotten any violent felony convictions?
No. Maybe my ulterior double, body double, but not me.
Not that you know of.
What's that stupid term they use? I cannot confirm or deny.
Yeah, exactly. Well, perfect, man. We can actually get you qualified for this. Have you ever heard of Google Guaranteed or maybe seen it before?
I really haven't. I'm one of those folks that are kind of been opposed to going away from just granular referrals. And, you know, now I'm starting to develop a mindset. Well, pay for some advertisement, or we're going to have to get into it and get into it quick because there's a big market. And apparently, you know, I'm on the outside. I'm still getting some calls, but they're getting fewer and farther between. And what's odd is the pricing is going, the price per square is being washed out in the market. So it's getting more competitive, so which means it needs to translate to more jobs.
Absolutely. Well, the reason I'm recommending it is, honestly, I know it's the best thing that's on the market digital marketing-wise. Definitely just because of how they operate on that platform. It's Google's lead-based service. It's really great how they mm-hmm. do it. For starters with these leads, it's unlike anything else, because they're exclusive to you on Yelp or HomeAdvisor or those other platforms. Essentially, every lead that you get is also dispersed to everyone else in the area that subscribes to them. As for the Google Guaranteed leads, they're not like that at all. They're actually calling you live on the phone. You're not really getting a submission that you have to go and follow up with. These people are actively living, breathing on the phone with you. And then yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's nice to actually talk to people and not have to chase them down. And
right, because I appreciate my callers. When they do call, I'm here. I answer the phone. I'm not so large to where I have answering service, unless it gets to the point where I'm fielding, you know, 10 calls an hour. That can get kind of heavy.
Exactly. And our duty isn't to overwhelm you. We really just want to get you qualified leads and actual spending your time wisely, so you're devoting as much as you can just to your craft. Now, with these leads, not only they're calling you exclusively, but you actually don't get charged for the lead itself unless it ends up in a booked face-to-face appointment or an estimate given over the phone. If it's anything outside of those two things, you don't get charged for it under any circumstances. If it's just like an informational call or someone that's not really serious about it, you don't get charged for it. It's essentially just a call that comes through for free. Does that make sense?
Okay, that sounds great. So if they're calling and they're asking, hey, I'm looking for X, and it turns out that what they're looking for is a general contractor, not a roofing contractor, do I have the ability to come back? How will you know? That's a good question.
Yeah, so we actually give you a business line for those leads specifically. Now, of course, rings directly to you. We're not middlemanning anything, but that business line does several things. For starters, with that, it has an AI that analyzes the calls, making sure that if it's not one of those two things, the booked appointment or the estimate, it's not going to charge you, which it's pretty exact with. It's really fine-tuned on that. It also serves as some protection with this exposure. It weeds out a lot of the spam and spoof calls, as well as it also helps us with the analytics side of things. We can really deep dive and look at the demographics and the geographic area that people are calling from. So that way down the road, we'll kind of be able to fine tune the marketing itself to really maximize the amount of jobs and the dollar amounts that you're getting. So it overall,
which
that
is nice, because I'll be honest, I'm trying to recall. Oh God, Angie, what a horrible service. That actually, just so that I'll date myself, I go back to, I won the Angie's List Super Service Award in 2008. I did win. I was in the top 2% of the category back then, and that they awarded the Super Service Award to me for that particular year. And at that point, my phone blew up, and it was a good thing, but we were already overwhelmed with another, we were serving Costco.com, installing solar attic fans for their customers, and because I was a vendor and an unauthorized representative for the solar attic fan company. So I got overwhelmed in that moment, and I had to shut the Angie's List thing down because it was one or the other. And years later, just last year, it was early this year, I got a call from Angie. Now, I thought it was the same Angie's List, but it wasn't. They're a shell of a company, what used to be a nice company, now they're horrible. Yeah. And I decided, the man told me over and over, several times, because I'd asked him several times, this is month to month, right? This isn't, you know, some type of a 1 year, or he said, oh no, this is month to month. You can cancel anytime you want. Turned out to be an absolute bogus lie. And after the first month of leads, they were all in Spanish speaking neighborhoods, Pico Rivera, East LA. And I got a lot of phone calls
that you just couldn't.
The leads that they sent out, I think there were six leads sent out. They were from, Spanish-speaking customers.
Because with these, you can really specify if you don't speak Spanish. There's programming behind that. So if someone's searching up in Spanish, it recognizes that and doesn't even throw them your way. So you won't.
Right. I had a good, because I had a nice young man, but he moved on. He had a nice offer to still work in an office position. So my office manager, who was bilingual, I'm kind of looking again. So, yeah, and by the way, that Angie, I went to cancel. I went to make the move. I think I'll stop the leads after the first month because it was fruitless. And then I was told, oh, you have a six-month minimum that you're going to have to put out, which was like $2,100, which indeed I ended up having to pay just to get out of it so that they wouldn't hurt my credit because it became an issue. So that's a terrible organization.
Yeah, I've had quite a few of my clients come over from them. I don't want to badmouth them too much because...
No, you're not allowed to.
Yeah, but...
Really? You guys are partnered with them?
No, we're not partnered with them in any sense. We're a partner of Google, and so are they, in two separate fields, because it's kind of brilliant what they do. what the whole way Angie's Leads operates is actually they buy this same exact ad space that I'm offering you for themselves. So all the leads they get, essentially they put a premium on them and then disperse them to everyone that subscribes to them. So essentially we're putting you right over that and just having them come directly to you.
All right. So they're paying for the, for your service and surcharging, for instance, me, the end user, for them. And so.
Exactly. And then with us as well, we don't do any contracts at all. We're not going to do anything of the sorts. We're month to month over here entirely. We really feel no need to tie you down to anything. I have 100% success rate actually with this package. So it's just something we want an opportunity to show you, and we're confident that it's something that you're going to want to stay with just because of the revenue it brings. And so, yeah, it's definitely the Google Guarantee is going to be the meat and potatoes of it, but this is a full-fledged marketing campaign. So things like Yelp, Thumbtack, Safari, Bing, all like the map searches, as well as the voice searches that people use a lot now, like Amazon Voice and Siri Voice, are all included within this package. We cover all of those for you. So in a sense, not only prevalence really helps out with people making decisions, but also some people have their own preference in how they search up things and try to find a roofer. So we make sure regardless of where they're looking, you show up as one of the first options, if that makes sense.
It does. You know, as far as what I have to offer, I offer 5 to 6 years. I can offer up to 10 years of customer service history and dated order for my customers, which they do receive at least 6 years. For the fact they can just, does he have references? Yeah, here's several hundred references for you to take a look at and review. So that's one.
We take care of reviews for you as well.
Well, I'm using Nice Job, which is great, and that's wonderful also. As far as my customer service history, I just had... Oh man, just last week I got a ding from a fellow, and I did put a service, I did take time to respond, you know, very professionally to his foolishness. He just went online to just hurt my company, and the man was a former customer, 2-time repeat customer who, you know, I called in June and I alerted him that his warranty for his flat roof, which he had been having ongoing issues with, was out. And he asked me to come by and take a look. I offered him it was discounted. It was about 40% of what market cost would normally be for his flat roof, like a coating project. And I gave it to, and the offer was in June, and then he called just recently saying, hey, I have a roof leak after that first rain in LA. And I said, I'm sorry, but that
Spencer
was a
guy.
Yeah, Spencer. Yeah. Okay. I said, I'm sorry, Spencer, but that was a time sensitive, you know, according to, you know, the fact that I was just trying to give a barn burner deal to someone so that I could pay bills for June. And
right.
He didn't take too kindly. Well, anyway, that was what that was. You can look at my response and,
if you'd like, we'd be possibly able to remove that for you. I mean, we have that as part of our service too, that we could help you remove those bad reviews for you for sure. So that would be an issue.
Well, I appreciate it because he's the one who brought me from 5.0.
Yeah, that's like,
really?
1.8. So that's really the
person. That was the guy. He's the guy that came in and he just, I'm for whatever reason, you know, the market value what I'd offered to him, I offered him a job at $2,700, which on a normal basis with the amount of square footage was almost $6,700. So that was deeply discounted. I gave him materials. It was just, it's foolish. You know, I'm already past it. I wrote about it because it was upsetting to see it. You know, I'm very tuned into making sure every contract is performed, perfected, and closed with, you know, my customers are all in a line, thankful and happy, and they're more than willing to refer me. So that's my life spent, just trying to not get into any trouble with anybody or
Right.
And if something does happen, if any mishaps, we repair things. So what we haven't had any large scale problems. It's just, this particular fellow had annoyed with the fact that I wouldn't do his job, so deeply discounted. And then I offered him just an extra $1,500 on top, which was still about 33 or 34% under what the market rate would normally, call for that particular. And that's what he did. At that point, he's like, I don't think that it's fair. You offered that to me. You should be. I said, look, that was in June. He said August in his response. And I was like, no, wrong, Buddha Brass. It was in June. I have my contract that I can show you dated to that date. Anyway, that would be great.
We'll
I need help. We need help, and it's good to have friends.
We'll definitely take care of that and monitor reviews, remove that one for sure, because it's just not relevant. It's not something that is actually truthful in the sense. So we'll definitely take care of that for you. We do also take care of Facebook with this. We put out about 400 individual ads every single month on there, which really helps with the residential side of things, because people, in all honesty, spend a lot more time on Facebook than they do actively searching on the internet for any type of roofers. So with those ads on Facebook, they're all targeted. So it picks up when people are already searching and looking for a roofer anywhere on their device, as well as it actually listens in on them. If they're having conversations about needing something repaired on the roof or anything like that.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Oh, God. I know all about that. My wife and I was just, they're listening right now. For the most part.
Absolutely.
They're listening to us now.
Absolutely.
I forget what it was. We were talking about something, and next thing I know, look, honey, I got ads for the thing that we were just talking about. So, that's kind of ominous.
It's scary and kind of creepy, but in the sense of advertisement and utilizing it for yourself, it's really effective because you're only using those ads towards people and spending that ad revenue towards people that are genuinely already in the market. So that's the great part of it. When you utilize it for yourself. And with this as well,
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, good. I was just going to say, I see you have a good looking website. That's with GoDaddy, and just a part of this as well as we'd be able to give you like a fresh new website and have everything that you currently have on this website, maybe a few more add-ons or just make it a little bit more sleek. And that's included with this cost. So you can consolidate that and just pay for your domain with GoDaddy and have us host everything, maintain it, and take care of all the technicalities so you don't have to. And you get free additions and things like that. It's just a really good thing to kind of have everything in one place, which we're more than happy to take care of.
Mm.
Have some in-house developers that do everything for us.
Well, that's starting to sound like some serious, with all of the service, it sounds like it's going to be.
It's definitely not an arm and a leg, I'll guarantee that. I wanted to say one more feature of this that helps out a lot is the app we give with this. It's super easy to use. It's downloadable to any device and accessible from the desktop. It just gives you live analytics, everything that's going on from the calls you're getting, the jobs you're landing, even the location on the map clicks are coming from. So definitely down the road, and yourself will be able to see this specific areas that you get a lot of work from. And we'll review that too. You have an account manager that takes care of all of this for you. And they fine-tune this constantly. Mm-hmm. They look after market trends, like I said, really trying to maximize the amount of jobs we get you and focusing on spots that are providing that. Now, as for actual cost, this is something that's broken down into two separate fees. The initiation fee gets everything rolling for you, gets the programming started, and then for Google Verified, Google Guaranteed, it takes a little bit of time because they check for your license, they check your insurance, they check your background, really making sure that you're a reputable individual and company before they put you onto that platform because it's super exclusive in itself.
I imagine. Yeah, they need to because we're putting this guy's a child molester, or he has tendencies to, you know, yeah, you have to vet people, right? What if I'm guilty of, you know, burglary on seven counts, you know, in the last 10 years and, or whatever have you. You can do a background. But,
right.
Or I've banked. There's a lot of things that people do that are unscrupulous, but
exactly.
I'm just curious on what the initial output. See, there's the caveat is going to be an initial contract, because you're saying that this is month to month, and how does that operate if you're doing all of this work and then somebody decides they want to pull out real quick? Like, I'm just isn't.
Yeah. So with this, so that's. Yeah, so that's, I was going with the timeline, it looks like this. So we have the initiation cost that gets you in, like about the first 4 weeks are that verification process. And in the time of that, we also get out some initial advertisements, like on Facebook. We'll pump out your new website if you'd like us to as well within those first 2-3 weeks. Essentially, that first month is setting everything up. It'll get you some new jobs off of the advertisements we put up alone. But the real meat and potatoes of it happens that second month, where we get you verified for everything and can actually make out the leads. So that initial cost to get you in the door is $4.99 to get everything started. And then once we get you verified in that second month, what we do is we make out a budget for you, essentially giving you a minimum of 13 leads. Now, you don't have to use every single one of those 13 leads. It's completely at your discretion. And whatever you don't use from that budget just rolls over to your next month. Does that make sense?
Okay. So did you say $4.99? I didn't quite catch the pricing on that
so
first month.
That's the setup fee is $499 to get you in the door.
Okay.
And then
that's not a deal breaker. Okay.
Good. And then for the actual budget itself, for those 13 leads, it's going to be $765 to provide those. Now, like I said, that's not going to be a monthly cost. That's entirely going to your budget itself and dependent on how many leads you take on. The only monthly I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead. I'll allow you to finish that thread.
Yeah,
the only monthly cost.
Yeah, that $765 is entirely for your budget. The only monthly cost associated that's going to be reoccurring is going to be $249 just for the maintenance of everything, keeping up with market trends, as well as part of that's going directly to your Facebook ad spend. But outside of those two costs, there's nothing else.
Okay, so $499 setup fee, $249 monthly service fee to keep everything going, and you're meanwhile, you're putting ads on Facebook and you're sort of kind of continuing to top it off and tweak here and there. And then as far as 13 leads, it's $749. So roughly $1,000 per month if I were to use all 13. And I have ability to open and close the faucet of the leads. Is that what I'm?
Absolutely.
Do the leads just come to me? And then I either answer. How does this work?
Yeah, so you have the full discretion to accept or deny these leads. If you're not accepting someone and accepting work, you can reach out to us to close it off entirely, or just for yourself, just say, hey, I'm not accepting new work. Either of the which doesn't charge you in that circumstance. We also do have seasonal hold, so I've seen this happen several times where it gets you booked up enough. You're like, okay, I'm good for the next month or two. I would like to put a pause. And we have that in place where you can just call us up, say, hey.
And you have the pause. Okay, so the pause would be in place, and it would be still a $249 service fee, even though it's paused. And if I had it paused for 5 weeks or whatever that it was, and I said, okay, I'm ready to go, open it back. And
right.
Is that loosely the way that it would operate?
Yeah, we have two separate pauses under my understanding. There's one that's exactly like this where you still get charged for the $249. That way everything's still up and running and getting kind of tweaked as it goes on without you being having
right.
come in.
Right. That's what I had assumed.
And then there's another side of it that just pauses everything completely where you don't get charged for anything. And whenever you are actually ready to come back to us, you just call us up and we reinitiate. So we have those two options.
Oh, wow. Okay. So there's the soft pause for just the leads, but the service fee continues. So that, and then there's the hard pause, everything until further notice. But you know, it's all still in place and up and running, so it can be reevaluated. All right, great.
And yeah, with the actual contract thing, there is none with this. We just ask for a verbal 2-month agreement. That way we can get everything verified and actually get you these leads in and really just overall show you the full results. And that's all we really have intact. There's really nothing that's going to bind you and keep you here with us. We have nothing like that in place.
All right. Okay, got it. But you do want a guarantee of at least a 2-month window to get the first month run through everything and vet the contractor and then put the leads in place for the contractor too. I understand.
We just want the opportunity to finish the job, you know.
Right. To complete the process, because it takes a month to vet, get set up, and that's a lot of work. I get it. Now, as far as the website, is that a separate offer with for instance, an additional cost association for the setup fee on that?
None at all. That's part of the cost. You already have your domain, which should really be the only external cost. So with you already having that in place, there's nothing else that's going to be charging you, as in the website that's included all within this cost.
So with the website that I would have, is it an IO type of website, or is it, I'm just curious, will there be interaction? Would there be a ability on my site for folks to request, because I know that there is interactive, then there's chat now features, there's all sorts of types of features. I'm just curious what type of sites are you offering as far as for the version. Of course, I know you want to control what takes place. I would assume your company wants to control. So what does that mean, that some of the features that could be put into the website are not necessarily available?
No. So everything, I really looked over your website quite hard while we were talking, and everything that you have on there is fully able for us to add on to there. There's nothing on there that I see that I haven't seen us put on to our own clients before. And
my site is just sort of half baked. I don't even know what I'm doing. I'm just sort of my son and I had it originally, and he's kind of been rewriting things, but he's more of a like a scholarly wordsmith, where I am actual practical roofing guy. So, you know,
right.
I'm more down home, you know, I'm more down home country, and he is definitely like upper crest, like, you know, intellectual, you know, type of coming from a different, he's not a builder. And so we're not clashing, but we're trying to intermix, and I'm trying to help him, you know, kind of ease his way into my business. He's 41 and not been involved in it. And, but he is quite tech savvy as far as website ability and writing and all of this. So he's kind of helped shape the site as far as to where it's at right now. But it still seems I'm not getting any interaction. I don't even have control over the features that are within GoDaddy. I'm not having people reach out to me for you know, estimates or proposals, because apparently there's something wrong with the email chain. There's something that I'm not doing correctly, and I'm busy running my business. I'm busy answering the phone, managing projects. And so, like you said, it's a full-time job.
Yeah.
Evan. And I understand that. It's a full-time job to run a website and to run the business in that regard. So I'm happy to have some help. Are you a California-based business?
Yeah, we're out of Fountain Valley.
Oh, Fountain Valley.
Yeah, down here in Orange County.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Well, then that way I could pop by with lunch and go, hey, I now have a face to match. And that's not out of the ballpark for me. I know a lot of, I make friends everywhere I go. I like to know who I'm working with.
Absolutely, yeah.
Well, that's what happens when you're older. That's an old school trait, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, everything is so...
with. And with the website, it's
yeah, every,
really
well, everything.
the website itself, it's more so your marketing. It's like putting up a poster board or a billboard in the middle of nowhere. If you don't have any traffic coming by it, it's just not going to be seen. And the same thing goes with these websites. If,
well, that's where I can relate, because I've told my wife, look, if I spend my time working on learning internet marketing, which I'm more interested now, so as I'm older, I'm not going to lie, I want to develop a YouTube presence as well, which, you know, but we have to start now, because right now we need more business, more traffic. So.
For sure.
Let's see. All right. Well, my wife just came in and said, okay, pal. So what do we need to do to get this ball? That's funny. Do I need to do anything, another application or for you, anything?
I mean, what I would do is I'd just get some personal information for you. We get that $4.99 covered. It's just to cover the whole entire first month in the process. And then we...
All right. I'm going to get... Okay, well, Evan, I'm going to take about 10 minutes or so, 15 minutes to get myself. We're doing a quick impromptu trip, an overnight. So do you have the ability to call me at this number in, say, 15 minutes? I'll be in the car. I'll let her drive, and we can manage the rest of the business while I'm on the road.
Absolutely. And I have your phone number here. It's 363-253-2120.
Yep, that's me. That's my direct number. It's my business line.
All right. I'll call you right back in 15 minutes, and I'll have everything prepared for us so we can wrap that up as soon as possible.
Oh, that's great, Evan. I'm looking forward. You sound like you're a nice young man, and I'm appreciative. And I just, you're calling at the right time, because I'm ready to, I've had a bunch of different callers, a lot of folks from different countries. It's been really, it's a strange thing.
It's because this position's open. Everybody's trying to get their hands on it, but I'm happy you chose us. I definitely think you're going to be super satisfied with the results we bring you.
Well, I appreciate it. Evan, I'm looking forward. So, yeah, ring back in 15. That way we're on in route where we're heading, and I can have a chat with you, and we'll finish this up.
All right. Sounds good. I'll reach out to you here shortly.
All right, Evan. In case you decide you're busy, I'll prompt back with you as well. Okie doke?
Yeah, no problem. I'll call you exactly in 15 minutes, so I'll talk to you here shortly.
Sounds good. All right, Evan. Thank you. Looking forward.
Yeah, talk to you here shortly. Bye.
Alrighty.